This is Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh, and today we've got an opportunity to talk for a few minutes with Michael Todd. Michael is a junior at Oswego East High School. His hometown is Aurora, Illinois, and he belongs to a performing arts troupe known as MWA. That's an acronym for Messages Which Are Hopeful. The troupe has performed in Galesburg. I believe they've performed in Abingdon. And this coming Monday, they'll be at Rova for a performance at 9:30 in the morning for the student body. It's about a two-hour performance. So long intro, but Michael, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. Well, tell us a little bit about MWA, Messages Which Are Hopeful. Can you give us a little background of what the performing troupe is about?
Sure. Basically, the troupe consists of about 10 performers. All of us are teenagers or middle school age. And basically what we do is, during our performances, we use our talents in singing, acting, and dancing. And we pretty much just spread good morals and good messages to the kids in the audience. And we talk about a lot of different things. Some of the stuff we'll be talking about at next Monday at Rova is we're going to talk about teen depression and suicide. We talk about diversity, relationships, like abusive relationships, and rushing into relationships too quickly. And it's pretty much, it's a very, very broad variety of different messages and like social conflicts that go on in our world today.
Mm-hmm. And does the troupe perform like a skit to talk about these messages, or do you just talk kind of one-on-one with the kids? How does that happen?
Yeah, most of the messages are brought out during, like, through songs.
Okay.
Like, we'll sing songs that the lyrics have to do with the message, or we do a lot of skits about the messages, and then we also do a little bit of talking to make sure that the kids understand, like, what we are trying to show them through the song or through the skit or anything. So it's a mixture of pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm. This performing arts troupe has been together for a few years, correct? I know you've only been in it a couple, but they've been together for a while, right?
Yeah, the troupe's been together since the 90s. And
okay.
There's actually another troupe, our director, Ray Moffitt. There was another troupe before it that was strictly a breakdancing group.
Mm-hmm.
And it was used to get kids out of, like, gangs and get them into more positive activities and stuff. And from that, during, I want to say around 95-ish,
mm-hmm.
that was when MWA was formed, and Ray is still running this troupe. And I've been in it this is my third season with the troupe. But, yeah, the troupe's been around for a long time. There's lots of people out in Hollywood and out like, famous people that have actually come from this troupe also.
Mm-hmm. That really came along through the performing arts group and
right.
really got a foothold in entertainment, et cetera. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let me ask you how you became involved in it. How did you find out about the MWA group?
The way that I got involved was I had a lot of friends that were in the troupe at the time, and also the dance studio that I was studying at was actually run by a former MWA troupe member.
Ah.
So Ray, the director, would come by every once in a while and kind of look for new prospects and stuff. And the way that I got accepted in the troupe was strictly for hip-hop dance. And through the troupe, I'd become more involved in country music, singing, and all, like, kind of, like, music, like, playing and stuff, and also acting as
mm-hmm.
well.
We're talking with Michael Todd. He is one of the co-directors for MWA. That's M-W-A-H, exclamation point. It's a performing arts troupe, the acronym for Messages Which Are Hopeful. And most of the performing arts troupe, as Michael indicated, go around to high schools and different groups spreading a positive message through song and performance. So I take it you really enjoy this, Michael.
Yes, very much. I love country music, and I love performing and stuff. Hopefully someday I'm going to go to Nashville
mm-hmm.
and pursue a career in country music.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. It's quite a place, Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been there before?
Not yet. I think we're actually going this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at colleges and stuff, we're going to stop in Nashville and spend a little time there.
Oh, great. That's good. Well, what do you think for students, for your peers, who are your age and hearing this message, what kind of effect do you see when you're out performing?
It varies a lot. Sometimes there's kids, I'm not going to lie, sometimes there's kids who aren't interested with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's other kids who it totally changes everything about them and who they are. Like, we've had people who have actually told us that they were going to make some bad choices later that week or later that night, and we actually save them and, like, change their mind and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the main thing that we try to give out is for kids to just make right choices and make good choices.
Yeah.
And not to worry about, like, what other people think and stuff. And it's just, I mean, all of us love performing and we love entertaining and stuff, but the main reason why we do it is to help the kids and to make them see how to make good choices. And it makes us feel good when we know that the audience wasn't just enjoying the show, but they actually understood the messages.
And it's my understanding too that Moi tailors the messages to specific communities. In other words, you'll bring your message to Rova, but you'll touch on some issues that maybe are personal to the Rova community. Is that correct?
That's correct. One of which that we're going to be doing in Rova actually is about a student who died of a drug overdose recently. Alex, his name was Alex, and he was 19 when he died, and he was from the Rova School District. So when we go to different schools, we like to add a personal touch
mm-hmm.
for the community that we're in. So, yeah.
Do you have any personal stories that you can share, Michael, anything that's touched you since you've been working with this troop for 3 years?
Well, personally, the troop has made me a better person altogether. Before I joined the troop, I wasn't a good role model, and people weren't really looking to me for help and talking to me about their problems and stuff. But ever since I joined the troop, I'm more of a positive person, more of a positive role model, and lots of people look up to me and stuff. And also, there's a lot of pieces on a more personal touch. We do a lot of pieces that involve the troop members, like stuff that's happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like along with the piece about the drug overdose student, we talk about suicide, and I'm actually going to touch on one of my friends from grade school that committed suicide last April. So, I mean, we do a lot of personal stuff in the show, and it helps us to get the message across better.
Yeah.
It's more powerful for us.
Mm-hmm. And probably you draw a connection with your peers, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the Moi Performing Arts Troupe will be at Rova High School this coming Monday, as we've mentioned. The two-hour performance will start at 9:30. And following those performances, do you get a chance to visit with the students? Can they come up to you, talk to you, look at a website, Michael?
Yeah, our website is www.mwah, and if the students don't get a chance to talk to us after the performance, they're able to through the website. They're able to email us and contact us through the email and stuff. But also, I don't believe that we're doing this at Rova, but in the past we do a lot of discussion sessions and like meet and greets, if you will, with the students where they can ask us questions about the performance and talk to us about their problems and stuff. And then also, just after any show, kids can come up to us anytime while they're leaving the auditorium or gym area. And we don't really get to get too much personal with them,
mm-hmm.
Like their problems and stuff when that happens, but definitely through email, we always keep in touch with our audience members.
That's great. Coordinating,
Website is www.mwah.net.
Okay. And coordinating Moi's appearance Monday at Rova High School has been Pastor Carolyn Weber of the United Church of Oneida. She's also president of the ministerium, which is helping to sponsor this. Rhonda Brady from KCAP here in Galesburg, also going to be a part of that, I think. And we've been talking with Michael Todd, who is the co-director and one of the performers for this Moi Performing Arts Troupe. Understand you're a big Garth Brooks fan.
Very big Garth Brooks fan.
And isn't
Kenny Chesney?
Yeah, isn't he touring again?
Yeah, he's I'm not sure when he's starting, but I know he's going to be doing a lot of shows in, I believe it's Missouri, or maybe Kansas.
I was going to say, I thought he had a set for Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
so.
I believe that's what it is, Kansas City.
Yeah. You'll see him?
Probably not.
there'll be a DVD sometime.
Right. If it were during the summer, I definitely would.
Yeah.
But I heard somewhere that, I think I heard on the radio the other day that as soon as his last daughter graduates from school, he's going to be coming back full force.
Wow.
Touring all over again. So that'll probably be the happiest day of my life. One of the happiest days of my life.
But, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. So are you going to go on to college, Michael, do you think?
Definitely. I'm definitely going to go to college. Probably get some sort of degree in music, or something else for a backup plan just in case music doesn't work
out. There you go. Smart move.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to talk to you. You got a nice bio online. Gave me some information. That's how I knew you liked Garth Brooks and Kenny Chesney. But we wish you a lot of luck, and I'm sure the students will find the performance really entertaining and uplifting on Monday. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Michael Todd with us on behalf of MWAH! The Performing Arts Troupe, Messages Which Are Hopeful. They'll be at Rova on Monday at 9:30 for a performance. I'm Terry Cavanaugh for Galesburg Radio 14. Hang on just a second, Michael.